This is Camel 2, Session 2. So people have come back this second week, and you're going to begin the meeting by asking everybody, how did it go? How did, when you went out and did all Imran 3, 54, and 55, and then Korban Plan of Salvation, how did it go? Get that report from them. Now it's time to teach them a new lesson, and then before they leave, they all need to practice the session number two. Session number two addresses the idea that Muslims have that the Bible has been changed. So you're going to go this week to another Muslim and you're going to ask him this question. Does your imam, by the way, notice that we don't ask too, it's just too straightforward to say, do you believe that the Bible has been changed? That's just too straightforward. So we shoot right over the shoulder of the Muslim, and we say, does your imam say the Bible has been changed or corrupted? And the answer is 100%. Every Muslim in this world is going to say, yes, my imam says that the Bible has been changed or corrupted. Then you're going to ask, can I share something I learned from the Quran? It's an innocent question. They're interested, and they'll sit with you because you're reading the Quran, and they're interested to know, because that's very unusual. And so they'd like to know what it is you're reading. In regards to the Bible has been corrupted, you're going to talk about what you found in the Quran. Now notice down at the bottom of the page, the car. You are not going to draw this car for your Muslim friend. Although I do have this as a PDF file, this lesson, I have it as a PDF where you can put it on your phone and you can look down and use the car as your guide. Okay, we're going to start at the base of the car, which would be the four tires, and you're going to cause interest in a Muslim to read the Injil based on this little exercise we're going to do here. We're going to ask the Muslim, how many holy books do you consider there to be? And they will say four. And of course, most Muslims do know that it's the Torah, Zabur, Injil, and Quran. That's not my holy books. The Quran is not included. But basically, the Torah, Zabur, Injil, that's our Bible. Although it's not all of the Bible, but that's the way they think of the Bible in a Muslim's thinking. So I wonder if we can get them interested in reading the Torah. Let's do it this way. Ask them, what is the meaning of Torah? They don't know. It's a Hebrew word. And then you can tell them, hey, I was in this class and they taught me that the word Torah means book of law. For example, if you want to know the 10 commandments that God gave us, this book has it. And you can go in there and you can read it for yourself, the Ten Commandments. Now, let's move on to the Zabur. And I'd love for them to read the Zabur. So I will ask the question, do you know the meaning of the word Zabur? They do not. And so you will answer it for them. This class I was taking, they said Zabur means sacred songs, book of sacred songs. So for thousands of years, followers of God, when they feel empty in their worship time, in their prayer time, in their singing time, when they feel empty, this has been the go-to book. They go there, they scrape off the words out of the Zabur, and they put it in their mouth. This is figuratively speaking. And it tastes like honey, and it's good. And you just use those words from the Zabur, and you pray those up to God, and it will guarantee it will make you feel good. And it is a practice of followers of God to use this through the ages. Skip the Injil for just a minute. I know it's the next book in order, but go to the Quran, and we'll save the Injil for the finale. In the Injil, in the Quran, you're going to ask them, what is the meaning of the word Quran? Sometimes they know it, sometimes they don't, but all it means is recitations or to memorize readings. And so that's what that book means. And I don't need to put any air in that tire because it's the only tire out of the three, out of the four, that has air in it. The others are flat. And so now we've come to the Injil, and it is a flat tire, and they're not reading it. And so you're going to say it this way: what is the meaning of the word Injil? They don't know, and so you're going to tell them that you learned in this class, in English, the word Injil means good news. All right. On the day of judgment, when you stand before God, He's the judge, you're either going to get good news or bad news. If you want guaranteed good news, you got to go to the book called Good News. Do you want, ask your Muslim friend, do you want guaranteed good news? God gave us that book so that on the day of judgment, we will get good news. That's the purpose of the book. So through this exercise here, we're completing the four tires now, and we possibly have created an interest in a Muslim to go and read at least the Injil so that they will get good news on the day of judgment. Next, you're going to ask your Muslim friend, how many verses in the Quran actually claim the before books, again, that's the Bible, were corrupted or changed? And the answer is inside the tire. The tires are round. They're like a zero. And that is the answer to that question. There are no verses in the Quran that say the Bible has been corrupted or changed. There's a couple of verses where it says the Jews twisted the words of the book. But that doesn't mean the book changed. That would be like saying at the theater, I went there and I saw Spider-Man, and at the end of Spider-Man, he dies. Well, that obviously is not what happens. And so I twisted the meaning or the end of the movie. But if you go to the movie theater, you'll see the original movie there that he does not die at the end. So those two verses in the Quran do not say the Bible has been changed. Now we're moving down to the license plate or to the front of the car. This verse that's inside the license plate is probably the number one Quranic bridge verse that I hear used out there. It's very effective. And so we like to say it this way. This verse that I'm about to teach you, it gives Muslims a license. Now you understand it's in the license plate there. This verse gives Muslims a license to go and read the before books. Okay? Well, what does 10:94? This is the book of Jonah. You don't have to know the name. Just say chapter 10, verse 94. And say, in this verse, it's God speaking to Muhammad. And he says to Muhammad, if you have any doubt about what I have said or about my revelations, go to the people who have the before books. Okay? The verse goes on to say about truth, but that's all the part of verse that you need. God speaks to Muhammad and says, if you have a doubt or a question about what I have said, go to the people who have the before books. Basically, that's saying, go to the Bible. Okay? Now, here's how you're going to use this verse. You're going to say, if the before books had been changed or corrupted, would God have said what he said in this verse to Muhammad? And the answer is no. If the before books had been changed or corrupted, God would have said to Muhammad, hey, if you have any doubt or question about what I have said, do not go to the people who have the before books. Do not go to those before books because they've been changed. Instead, go somewhere else. But that is not what God said. Because the books had not been changed, God is saying to Muhammad, you go to them. Go to those books. You can have confidence in them. All right, move up to the headlights. Now look at how many grill marks where air passes into the engine there. There's five of those marks. So it's chapter 5, and look inside the lights, you'll see 4:6. So it's chapter 5, verse 46. You already know that that verse has something to do with light and guidance, okay? All right, so chapter 5, verse 46, what does it say? It says, it's Muhammad speaking, and he says, there is light and guidance inside the Injil, the gospel. And so you're going to use the same question that you did for the license plate. You're going to say, if the Injil had been changed or corrupted, would Muhammad have said this verse? And the answer is no. If it had been changed or corrupted, he would have said, at one time, there was light and guidance in the Injil, but it took a sharp right-hand turn or left-hand turn, and it's no longer does it have light and guidance in it. At one time it did, but now it doesn't. But that is not what Muhammad said. He said there is light and guidance in it because the book that he had in his hand was not changed or corrupted at that time around the year 600. All right, we're moving up the car all the way to the top where the light is. And notice in the light below, 4:6. So now you can remember up at the top there, we're going to go to chapter 46, verse 9. And what does this verse say? This verse says, it's Muhammad speaking, and he says, I am nothing new among the prophets. What will happen to me, meaning what will happen when I die? What will happen to my followers, meaning what will happen to them when they die? I don't know. Okay. The main part of this verse I want you to catch is Muhammad says, I am only, he's telling who he is. He says, I am only a warner. And I've read the entire Quran and I'm going to give that to him because all throughout the Quran, he does give warnings of turn from your sin. Okay. So he's a warner. Now, if he is a good warner, wouldn't he have warned us that the before books had been corrupted or changed? But when you read the Quran, you'll find not a single warning in there that it had been changed or corrupted. Moving to the down to the side of the car where the rearview mirror is, what do you use the rearview mirror for? Which is looking back. So we're going to use this as a looking back in time. This is a timeline from the rearview mirror all the way to the end of the car. Zero, obviously, the mirror, which represents zero, is, we're going to use that as Jesus, his 2,000 years ago, 2,015 years ago. Then all the way forward on the timeline to the year 600. In a minute, I'll talk about the 1,000 at the end of that timeline that runs to the end of the car. Here is what you're going to say to a Muslim. We know from the Quran that, and from Muhammad himself, that before him, before that 600, between 600 and all the way back down to zero, during that period of time, the Bible had not been changed or corrupted. In other words, for a Muslim, you can say this is the safety zone. If you can find a Bible that comes from manuscripts from this period of time, you as a Muslim, now, not me, but as a Muslim, you should feel comfortable that you have a Bible in your hand that is just like the one that Muhammad had in his hand. You can have confidence. But if you find a Bible that comes from manuscripts after the year 600, which really there's nothing like that, then you will say to a Muslim, hey, if you find a Bible that comes after the period of 600, burn it, throw it away. You know, even, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they took it and they have changed the Bible. So we're not going to accept anything, any manuscripts that come after 600, only as a Muslim. Now, the very first Muslim who ever said, let me say it this way, the first notable Muslim who ever said, made the claim that the Bible has been changed or corrupted, is a guy named Kazim. He was the king, Muslim king of Spain at that time. He's around the year 1000. And Kazem is credited with being the one who, first Muslim, notable Muslim, who said the Bible has been changed or corrupted. In the end, you're going to ask your Muslim friend, who are you going to trust and believe? The Quran and Muhammad? Or are you, which says the Bible has not been changed, or are you going to trust Kazem, who's 400 years after Muhammad? You know they have to answer the question, we're going to trust the Quran and the Bible. So you're going to say, the Bible I want to give to you, I want to put in your hands, this Bible here, it comes from manuscripts from the safety zone. You can trust it. Now, practice this with each other. You do not have to go out this week and give the entire car presentation. Take one piece of the car, any one piece, and go out and use it this week and come back and be ready to report.